Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, The Phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Today we're going to talk about keeping a positive attitude along the lines of transition, pain, suffering, evolution of the soul, soul growth. It's funny how when life continues, it seems like everything's going along fine, and then bingo, wham, bam, we seem to have some kind of struggle occur. And it's very important that we stay in scope and to focus metaphysically as to what is really going on, what the true explanation of all this is, and that we really aren't alone or separate. We are bonded and we are one with the universe, although things happen which remove us from people that we don't want to be taken from for whatever reason, whether it's through separation, breakup, death, or whatever. And we get upset and we have incredible transitions from this situation. So I'm going to share with you today how I keep a positive attitude, and maybe that'll help you keep a positive attitude through these weird Gemini and also Capricorn transits. Well, you know, it's funny. I think I handled this the rocker this morning a lot better than I normally do, because I was just sitting on the edge of the bed and I wasn't doing anything. Then all of a sudden I looked up and I thought, what's this? Somebody's rocking the house. But the first thing I did is ran over to my parakeets and tried to calm them down, because my little female Bart goes nuts during earthquakes. She just goes crazy. And I sat there and looked at her and I said, "We're having an earthquake, Bart." And she looked at me like, "Oh, really?" And then she kind of kicked back and went, "Well, as long as you're here looking at me, I'm not going to worry about it." But yeah, the fun thing about Astrological Metaphysical Radio is that we usually try to warn you. Sometimes it takes a week or 10 days to let you know exactly what the aspect is, but at least it is fun that we do let you know. You know, and usually during the cardinal transits is when we have quakes, and that's what we're having right now. So that's why we felt that. Thank goodness it wasn't anything serious. But still, it's part of living in Southern California. Anyway, I always love it when radio stations cover earthquakes. If you're ever listening to a radio station during a quake, you hear the announcers go from a total pro to a total wimp and a freak out. It's kind of funny. Oh, we're having all, you know. But anyway. Well, keeping a positive attitude. This show has a lot to do with rebounding and processing and embracing your life in a way where hopefully you won't let any negative experiences hold you back. You know, unfortunately in life we all must deal with pain. And usually it's emotional, mental, spiritual, or psychological pain. Some people deal with pain on a daily basis, like arthritis, you know, which I had a touch of bursitis for a while there, and it doesn't feel good. Of course, I added some calcium to my diet and started exercising, and it went away. So we do find out that oftentimes in this dimension, that there are logical ways to process pain or overcome it, especially physical. Unless, of course, you're with a doctor or a group of people that's telling you have something terminal. You know, that of course is not real positive. If I was in charge of this planet, I would probably make a law that would make it illegal to make anything negative as far as statements or comments or anything that would be terminal or final or finite. You know, I think it's really kind of ludicrous. It's sad, and it's also very confusing and frightening when people are that negative, but that's the way life is on Earth. That's the way, unfortunately, the way things are. The balance between good and evil does present a lot of negative elements that we must deal with on a day-to-day basis. But what I like is the philosophy of where there is life, there is hope, and that's what I live on. But still, a lot of you that are turning 30 are having your Saturn cycle. A lot of you turning 40 are having your midlife crisis transit. A lot of you turning 60 are having a second Saturn cycle. And every 7 years, all of us have some kind of Saturn transit, whether it's a conjunction, a square, or an opposition. And usually most of us go through situations in our chart where typically in our lives we are dealing with situations where we typically have to sort of figure out a way to overcome what is going on in our lives so it doesn't anchor us to situations. Now, wait a minute, I have some calls on the phone here. I want to check something here. Mercury?
Hello, Farley.
It's a no-forecast day today. You know that, right?
Of course.
Okay, did you have a question for me?
Just a metaphysical question, yes.
Okay, you're calling, where are you calling from, long distance?
Yeah, La Jolla.
Okay, we'll take your call and interrupt the topic then. What's your question, hon?
Do you think that visualization is the most effective form of focusing your energy and achieving, like, ambitions and things that you really need and want to do?
Well, you know, that, it's funny that you called, and I guess it's not an accident that I went right to your call as part of this topic, because what I was going to really discuss is that your reality is exactly what you visualize. And, you know, that's why I don't like to hang with or associate with people that are drug addicts or alcoholics, or people that are worried and analytical and negative and filled with elements of tragedy. You know, like if you know people that are into Murphy's Law, you know, what that means is they're visualizing always the worst that could happen. See, like, I for one, live in a cartoon, and my life is a presentation like a Walter Lantz production where I am constantly visualizing good things for me, so even if somebody dies or moves away or leaves me or breaks me up or breaks my heart or whatever, I will try to rationalize and say that, hey, you know, like, no problem, I'm okay. It's like, see, some people go to sleep at night, Mercury, and they know they're only going to get 5 or 6 hours of sleep. Well, what I'll do is before I go to sleep, I'll give myself a post-hypnotic suggestion, and I'll say words like deep trance, well rested, deep trance, well rested. And then when I'll go to, or I'll say something like intense, intimate, or fun, loving fantasy dreams. And then I'll go to sleep, and whatever I'll project for myself will usually occur, which means that I'll go into a deep trance. I will be well rested, and if I want intimate dreams, bingo, there they are. So, you know, if you're walking around all day long telling people that you have a problem that you can't sleep, and or that you're an insomniac, then guess what? It'll manifest. So visualization is not only something that is absolutely necessary and required for us to all be in a happy state of mind as far as life is concerned, but because we are constantly visualizing things no matter what we do, it's absolutely a regular part of a metaphysical process of life. Okay?
Yeah.
Is that a good answer?
Yeah, that's a great answer.
So watch what you think, right, buddy?
Yeah, I've been trying to... You know what I find? I find that you can get the negative things back. Maybe you just can recognize them more.
Okay.
It kind of seems like you can see them immediately, and you can trace it back to, okay, yeah, I created that. But sometimes when you're really working on, you know, long-term goals, it's hard to see the progress that you're making.
Okay, well, thanks for joining in on the topic today. It was a perfect question.
Well, thank you, Farley. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I have, along those lines of keeping a positive attitude, I think I'm blessed. I know I'm blessed. God bless you, Farley. You know, it's so funny that I was raised in an environment where there was so much stress and so much nervousness and so much worrying going on. There's so much stress and worrying going on that no matter where you turned, people were always contemplating the worst thing that could happen. You know, and when I used to coach little kids, I used to coach football for about 12 years, flag football. It's funny that I would sometimes would have mediocre kids on my team, but I would always look at them and say, you know what, we're going to win the championship. Come hell or high water, we're going to win it. And of course, out of my 12 years coaching, we did win 5 championships, one actually a city championship, and that's because I instilled in those children the attitude that they're going to win. And anybody around that was negative or thought we could lose, you know, on a team, if you have the least amount of energy around that is negative, like take Magic Johnson, for example. Here's a guy with a hamstring injury. And if you notice, you know, he's having a Saturn return, and Capricorn energy is abounding. It's career, right? And he's going to be 30 coming up in August. And this guy's already had a major hamstring pull. Well, as far as I'm concerned, if you're an athlete and you say to yourself that you're going to be healthy, it's going to have a lot to do with staying healthy. Like a guy like Kareem that's been in basketball so many years, I think has hardly had any injuries at all. As far as I can remember, I don't remember any major injury this guy's ever had. If I'm coming on to a cold, like if you ever go to sleep at night and you feel your nose is stuffed or your throat is kind of sore or something, I think I've turned colds off so many times where I've gone to sleep before I've gone to bed and felt that way and said to myself, I'm going to be healthy in the morning. I'm going to feel fine. Everything's okay. No problem. And I'll wake up healthy. Whereas if I go to sleep at night with this thing in my head that, oh, I'm getting sick or I don't feel good or something like that. Oh, I got to shake that off. No, I am healthy. I feel fine. And everything's okay, no problem, then what you're doing is you're actually programming your brain And actually, you are making active use of your left side of your brain, which is the conscious mind, the logical mind, and you're actually kind of forming a communion with the right side of your brain, which is the intuitive mind, and you are using this energy to program your life. Okay? Now, so let me ask you what you've done already this morning. You know, if anybody calls up this morning, of course, we're not doing readings today, but if you would like to call up today and share with me, it's a different kind of show today, some of the things, we'll talk about your week, and I'd like to see how you've programmed yourself this week, okay? And especially if you're having a hard time in your life, and if you are someone that's having a lot of problems, don't give Mark your birthday, because that has nothing to do with it. I want to see how you're programming your life, because you know what's weird? What is weird is that when we have our hardest transits, when we have our most difficult transits, especially obviously in the astrology chart, what we are subjected to is we are subjecting ourselves to setting ourselves up. Okay, like, let me tell you some things that I know that are a fact, okay? Farley Mallorys does not get tickets. I don't get tickets, okay? Which means I can speed and I can break the law, but I will not hurt anybody, I will not injure anybody, I will not have any accidents, and I won't get any tickets. How have you programmed your life? You know, do you have a fear of getting tickets or having accidents? Do you get them, in fact? Okay, so let's take a look at what that means. See, if you're having a Uranus transit, and you're having a third house transit, let's say you are a Libra rising like me, and you are a Scorpio rising even, and you have Uranus going through your third house, well, if you're being negative, and if you are worrying, and if you are manifesting negative things, then it'll happen. And you will have a ticket, and maybe you will have an accident, because what happens is, along the lines of negative thinking, when you have a negative stress transit, you can more manifest a situation that can come about that will not be a positive situation. It's like, my parents are very healthy, and they are very happy, and they're going to live long lifetimes. Now, sometimes if you go to their house and talk to them about how they feel, you're not going to hear that. You know, Dad's always going to saying things like, what's going to happen in a very few short years, or maybe he's not feeling fine. But in my mindset, see, like, my mind is so powerful, and I am so metaphysically in control with my life scope, that I believe that these people are going to be happy and healthy and comfortable and live a long, comfortable life. So I am helping turn around whatever negative thinking they might have, or whatever worries they might have, because I believe in miracles, and because I believe in hope. Okay? And those are the things that are so important. If you want to know how I think you should spend your day, especially, you know, with focus on when you're having your hardest transits, right? No money in the bank, no food in the fridge, no job, you know, you're sitting there, you look around your house, and you know what? You can get so creatively miserable and nightmarishly negative. Especially those of you experts with Saturn in Virgo, maybe, or a few Virgo planets, or, you know, a couple of Cancer planets that are being stressed out, particularly now. The Cancer and Virgo people are being hit very hard by the Gemini Capricorn transits and the Libra transits right now. And this, we are already so sensitive with the Cancer Virgo energies in our chart that if this stuff is touched off by a hard day, and you have already had three problems in one day, then it can ruin your day. Like, something funny happened to me yesterday. I was taking a nap. I had to go to a party, and I was taking a nap in the middle of the day, and on Friday, Monica had moved my organizer baskets. You know these stack baskets that you have that you put all kinds of junk in? And they were next to the wall, about 10 of them. And she had moved them so my manager could come in and change the light switch on the wall, because it had shorted out. Well, once she put them back, she must have stacked them a little bit leaning, you know, the wrong way, kind of. Because for some unknown reason, in the middle of my nap, all of a sudden, all 10 of these baskets fell over, and everything in them came out over the computers, all over the floor and everything. And when you're in a sound sleep and you hear this, you know, it sounds like something just crashed into your house. I thought to myself, what the heck is going on downstairs? Now, I could have really traumatized myself, but because I know what I do know about life and love and metaphysics and such, I turned it into something funny and positive, and I thought, whatever happened downstairs, I'm going to go downstairs and have a good laugh about it. And sure enough, I went downstairs and all the organizer baskets, it just was their moment and they just fell over.
But there was no damage, and, you know, I would have called Monica and bawled her out and said, Monica, do you know what you did? But I thought, oh, what's the use? This is funny, and we're having a good time. So I just put it all back and sloughed it off and continued to have a nice day. If you ever had a day where repeatedly negative things happen, one after another, it's because after or during the first time, you get so upset that you're literally programming your day to be a catastrophe. Okay, it's like your business. Okay, so what is your script on your business? How have you programmed yourself as far as success? Have you programmed yourself to failure? Do you have some kind of script already written in your mind that you have something, a product that you think is good, but for some reason it's not selling or you're not making enough profit on or whatever? What you got to do is change that script and rewrite it and reprogram it into a marketable area where it will sell, okay? And that way, when you do that, if you believe in it, it'll manifest. It's that simple, you know, and that's what I like. So if people die and people leave your life, you can sit there and go through a grieving period, of course, and everybody will. But I have had people die on me too, and even some of my pets and stuff, and what I prefer to do is meditate and go into a trance and try to have contact with these people that have gone into the light. You know, instead of sitting there and saying to myself, well, they're gone, they're history, of course their bodies are dead, but their spirits are eternal. And I know that. So instead of sitting there and wasting my time over grieving it, I'll just sit back and go into a meditative trance and call out their name and see if I can't manifest a dream with them in it. And that way it'll help sort of take away some of the stress or some of the energy. I'll give you another little fantasy opera that I go into. Let's say you're dating somebody, you love them very much, and you break up with them. Well, I don't know how creative you are, but I can continue a relationship in the spirit, in the dream world, without their bodies, if I want to. So, you know, if you want to get yourself really limited onto their bodies or to the lust or the sex or the eye contact or whatever, that's one thing. But if you are really in touch with your spirit, no matter what kind of transit you have, you can elevate your consciousness to the oneness that we all share and still feel the closeness, although on a different level, with that person or any person, and therefore not experience as much of a loss in case they physically want to remove themselves from your life scope. We do have open lines today on a no forecast edition of the Astrology Hour, and if you want to share with me, I'll talk to you almost in a therapeutic manner about what's going on in your life, and we'll see how you program yourself. So we won't be looking at your chart today, but you can ask any question about metaphysics, karma, astrology, 379-8255. That's 379-8255 and the 213-379-TALK. And today is a mellow kind of show, so please don't be shy or nervous. Manifest love and grace and energy if you do call me, and that way it'll feel good. And it'll be a selfless way to help lots of people with information, something that comes from your brain and my brain that'll help everybody. 379-8255. You know, other things happen that are really weird. The whole game behind this dimension is that we have our consciousness severely reduced. In other words, we are not aware of the truth behind the reality of what love and light and power and energy and balance really is. So what we do is we get caught up by this dimension in creating things that we play favorites with. Okay. In other words, that we have special people we love, and we have special career situations that we embrace, and we fall in love with that house we've bought or that car we've bought, or we get into a position where we maybe get a puppy or a cat or a bird that we love and that we prefer, and we get into a situation where we get obsessed with a relationship. And you know what happens is whenever you place importance and significance, you know, the people that have definition where what is definition of love, and they say, well, love means that you care for someone more than you care for yourself. Okay, that to me, that's like a blasphemy in the spirit, because the spirit that dwells within you is actually a reflection of the person that you're with. So why would you ever place importance on anything outside of your own spirit, but people still do it, right? So what happens is, we set ourselves up, we program ourselves to be hurt, to be let down, to feel rejected, to feel lonely, to feel abandoned, or to feel failure, okay, because we put too much emphasis on any single thing. Because, you know, remember, all things do pass. All things must pass, all things will pass, and all things do pass. That is one truth I have learned without question. No matter what in your life, everything in your life will pass. If they don't, then you will eventually, and then everything will be gone that you have manifested or created. So what does that tell you? You know, that kind of gives us a hint or a secret as to how we can live our life better, okay? Because there's one footnote I didn't tell you. There's one thing that won't pass, and that thing is your spirit. That's right. No matter what happens, all things being material things in this realm will pass, but the one thing that remains constant and eternal is your spirit. So what should you really play favorites with? Well, that's it. The spirit that dwells within your heart and your mind, what you brought into this life and what you'll take out of this life. Now, if you start to understand for just a moment the importance for a second, of what you have created in your life and how you've programmed your life, no matter what it is, then you will understand that what you have created is in fact exactly how the universe works. Okay, how did God, the God essence, manifest this dimension? Well, by taking parts of itself and allowing them to flourish. Well, how do you manifest people and things and parts of your life? Same way, by taking parts of your own spirit and allowing it to manifest in another individual or to a puppy or a pet or a car or a boat or a plane. And you know, the funny thing about taking this part of yourself and allowing it to manifest outside of the self is that this manifestation outside of the self, outside of the spirit, is temporary. It's a third dimensional effect. And whether it's a marriage you manifest or a relationship or family or children or whatever, it is temporary, and the spirit does return to the center. That's the way the universe works. It's almost like the waves coming out and going in. So the spirit does return to the source, which is you, and you are God, right? So we put ourselves in a position that we are constantly creating, we are constantly manifesting, and we are constantly allowing ourselves to be let down or to feel failure, rejection, or abandonment when things don't go our way, forgetting that things are being returned to the source and to the spirit at all times. Just like breathing goes in and out, and the heartbeat goes beep, 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 and the waves go, you know, back and forth. Same thing with life. The stuff goes out and the stuff goes in. So you might as well enjoy the experience best way you can. And that is why I try to embrace each and everything possible in my life, retain as positive an attitude as possible, and that way protect myself. I'll give you another wild example. Let's say that you are somebody that is a drug abuser, right, or an alcohol abuser. Let's say you do take intravenous drugs. Let's say you do experience in what we call bloodletting sex, okay? And let's say that your immunity system's thrashed. And let's say you're watching the news every day, and you're learning that from what these people are saying in the news, that people with intravenous drug habits that are into this violent sex are more prone to getting AIDS. Well, guess what? Sometimes I think you could manifest this stuff without even having contact with it. See what I mean? So a lot of times, even if you are living a negative lifestyle, it is still important to do the best you can to retain that positive attitude and to keep it constant, to keep it current, to keep it fluid. And I know that because we are human, and because a lot of us are very sensitive and incredibly sensitive, it's difficult to wake up every day with a smile on your face and carry it through the day. You know what? A lot of people are bitter. A lot of people are very bitter, and they feel like they've been given a raw deal. Now, you know what that does? Tell me what that, well, you know how you've just programmed your life? If you have a cold heart and you are incapable of forgiving yourself and other people in your life, wow, metaphysically, look out for what you're going to create. Because being bitter and having vengeance and jealousy in your heart, and also feeling like you're getting a raw deal, will just manifest that. It'll make you more bitter, it'll give you more of a raw deal, and life goes on the same old way. So that is why, you know, I wish we had a way we could teach our children, you know, have positive training school, or actually have something required in the Los Angeles City, or this California State Board of Education, right, where we implement positive attitude conditioning in everything that we teach the children at home and at school. Everything. Keeping a positive attitude and reflecting love and light and embracing things, learning how to rebound when things do get sticky or negative or strange. And that way, always taking a look at the brightest options, at the brightest potentials, the brightest possibilities, and the most positive outcomes. Okay? And that way, you know, somebody calls me up from CBS and says, Farley, we're going to give you a television show. I'll go, oh, okay, cool. How much? You know, well, you know, $10,000 a week. Oh, okay, fine. A week later, they call and say, well, Farley, sorry, you didn't get the TV show. Oh, far out. You mean you're happy about it? Well, hey, if I didn't get the TV show, then that means that I wasn't ready for it. So I'm going to just bask in whatever happens, because that means something better is going to happen next. You know, instead of walking away going, oh, I didn't get the TV show, and, you know, and getting all depressed and upset and angry about it, then you take a look at things in a positive light, no matter what they are. And it's hard. You know, it's like a true master, in my opinion, would be someone that would be able to turn the whole thing around and take an entirely spiritual attitude on the entire third dimension by being able to retain almost a 90 to 100% positive attitude no matter what happens. Now, I want you to do something for me today if you learn something from this topic, especially if you know about astrology and especially if you know you're having a stress transit. You carry a pad and a piece of paper around with you in your purse or in your car or whatever, and every time you catch yourself having a negative thought or thinking something negative in your life or worrying about something, I want you to write it down in your diary or in your little pad there what that negative thought was, okay? Or just one word. You don't have to write the whole thing out. Just one word. Like if you're worried about the car, write car. You don't have to write a negative phrase because you don't want to manifest this stuff. But if you're worried about a relationship, then write Charles or Betty or whatever the name of the person is. If you're worried about something in your job, then write down career, you know. And just keep track for fun of how you program your life, okay? Especially if you're having a hard transit. You know, I'm telling you something, if you're having a marital problem, the worst thing you can do is worry about it. But if you carry this little pad around with you, you'll be aware that you're thinking about it all day long. So you're visualizing all the worst that could happen. See my point? You know, where the best thing to do is just stop worrying about it, be more standoffish about the whole thing, more arm's length. In fact, surrender it to the universe and say, hey, God, take care of it. Whatever's meant to be, let it happen. I don't care. I'm not going to worry about it. It's not that you don't care in your heart about the person or the situation. It's just that you don't care to be negative or manifest negatives that would help you to compound and make a situation even worse. Okay? So there's a topic called keeping a positive attitude, and I'm sure a lot of you needed to hear that. A couple ladies and a gentleman on the phone, Caroline, Sherry, and Sandy, and anybody else who wants to call today in a no-forecast edition. We will be going to the phones in a moment, so call 379-8255, that's 379-TALK, and the 213 area code, and we'll be happy to talk to you about your programming your life. I'm Farley Malaris. This is KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative, where you can hear astrological metaphysical radio weekdays on this station at 12 noon for over 5 years. And we are totally a public-supported radio show, which means that it is your support ordering our charts and services that allows us to stay on the air. We do accept donations, but frankly, we prefer to sell charts and to get people their astrological identities. It is my purpose, I feel, on this show to share with people information which should help develop self-realization, define their uniqueness and the way they are really separated from the whole, the illusion of separation. We use astrology to help design and understand our karma and our individuality, and by knowing where the planets are at birth, the sun, the moon, the rising, and all the planets, we can figure out these elements, this karma and this uniqueness, and that's how you define your oneness with God, by overcoming this uniqueness. That's why astrology is a vital part in spiritual growth.